Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. There are some people who cannot cook without garlic. I am one of them. Not enough garlic in the world. It is an integral part of some cuisines. The plant is part of the allium family, which also contains onions, scallions, leeks, shallots, and chives.
But contributor Dave Kozlowski says that farming garlic is a bit different from most of the other produce that he raises. Kozlowski owns and operates Pine Hole Gardens with his wife, Sandy Rodens, and he joins Audrey Nowakowski each month to talk about food and farming.
Dave Kozlowski, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thank you, and I'm happy to be here.
So today we are talking about one of my favorite foods and seasonings, garlic. So to start, where did it originate, and where do we get most of our garlic supply here in the U.S.?
Yeah. Garlic is such an interesting plant, because you even sort of alluded to it right there in the introduction. You called it a food and a spice.
Uh-huh.
Because it is a vegetable, but it's not.
Okay.
And it's a spice and an herb, but it's not. And it's a medicinal plant, but it's not. It's all of those, but it's none of those. So it's really quite an interesting plant.
So how would we categorize it? Or is it just a little
bit
of
garlic?
It's its own family.
Well, it's in the alliums. So okay. It's in the onion family with leeks, shallots, and things like that. So it's got a botanical family. But its uses seems a little bit different than the way we use a lot of those other plants. So, yeah, I love garlic because of that and because I love the taste of garlic. But where did it originate? It originated probably in the Southeast Asian area of the country, northeast Iran. Thousands of years ago, there are some reports the Egyptians were using it mostly for medicinal purposes. But later on, folks developed it for their food cultures. And it used to be very, very isolated varieties. And, you know, one village would have its variety, another village would have its variety. And that's sort of how it spent a big chunk of its life. It got here in this country in the 1700s. Presumably.
So know. Pretty late.
Pretty late. Pretty late. And yeah. We actually never really caught on to garlic until the 1920s or so. So, we're late bloomers in the culinary field of using garlic for our food. Well, you know, Johnny come latelys, but we're coming on.
Yeah. So when it comes to where most of the garlic comes from, say if we walk into a store, what's the big supplier or the dominant, I suppose? I know it's grown here in the U.S., but
it is. Yeah. Gilroy, California is the sort of holy land of garlic in this country, producing by far the most amount of garlic, fresh and dehydrated or processed. But unfortunately, something like 75% of our garlic is imported, and most of that comes from China. China is by far the largest producer of garlic, followed by India and Korea, I think. The United States is way down on the list as far as a garlic producer. We do produce enough to export, and interestingly enough, in today's climate, our number one importers of U.S. garlic is Canada and Mexico. So hopefully for the garlic growers out there in Gilroy, California, somebody's not going to screw up the trade agreements between California and Mexico. I think they'll be very unhappy about that.
All right. The very basics of garlic. How do you plant garlic, and when do you typically plant and harvest here in Wisconsin?
That's one of the other fun things and unusual things about garlic. For us, at least in the north, and I think most of us in this country, we will plant our garlic in the fall time.
Which is kind of counterintuitive compared to what novices may think.
Counterintuitive indeed. I mean, the only other crop I can think of, food crop, that is grown in the fall time for our next summer harvest would be like a winter wheat. Garlic is like your daffodils, like your tulips. It's a bulb. And if you think of your bulb planting in your gardens, you're usually doing that in the fall time as well. So what you want to do when you're planting garlic, we tend to plant mid-October. We want to get it in the ground before the ground freezes hard, but we don't want to get in the ground so early in the season that the garlic is well-rooted and starts to sprout before it goes to rest for the winter. Because once it's sprouted, it's not going to grow anymore. That sprout is going to freeze down. Come next spring, it's going to have to resprout again. That weakens the cloves. You're going to get a smaller head, therefore. So it just hurts the whole crop. So we try to find that sweet spot, and it's usually around mid-October or so for us where we start to plant garlic. That, of course, varies on how much garlic you're going to plant. We'll put in about 12,000 cloves, something like that. You know, if you're planting a dozen cloves, you can wait till the very last minute and put it in the ground. You take a head of garlic and you break it apart to get the individual cloves. And what you want to try to do is plant the largest cloves, if possible. A larger clove will yield a larger head of garlic only because it has that much more food to live on while the plant is setting roots and growing. So it just gives you a better head of garlic. I was always confused or wondered why we plant a clove of garlic and it comes out a head of garlic. I mean, how does that happen? And I was reading the other day in a book we have on garlic that it does another rather unusual thing. That's another reason why this plant is odd. Its true stem is actually underground. And along the circumference of the true stem, little buds form. And most of those buds are fertile. How they become fertile, I do not know. It's underground. Who's going to fertilize it? But they become fertile. And it is those fertile buds that expand and form bloated leaves. And these bloated leaves are cloves of garlic.
Hmm.
And that's how it forms around the garlic. And so I just thought that was fascinating. And so what you see above ground isn't really a true stem. Those are just the leaves of the plant.
And garlic plants also have flowers, right? There's different components to the plants?
They do, but it is a true flower, but it's not usually a fertile flower, and it's not a very effective flower for producing seed because the plant has for so long been growing asexually using the pieces of the plant rather than seed that it has probably long since given up its ability to produce an abundance of seed. But it will. It'll produce an onion-like seed, a tiny little black seed.
When it flowers, does that indicate that it's ready to be harvested, or is it just...
When it flowers, it means you waited way too long
okay.
to harvest that garlic. If your garlic is harvesting, you might as well collect the seed because what you have in the ground right now is going to be a perennial crop. There are two general types of garlic. There is a garlic varieties that belong in the hardneck category and garlic varieties that belong in the softneck variety. Most of the garlic that folks plant these days in this country anyways is hardneck. And the reason is it tastes better. It doesn't last as long as softneck, but it is by far tastier. Softneck can vary from being unpleasantly bitter and hot to bland. And the hardneck varieties have much nicer varieties of flavor in them. They just don't last quite as long.
Does the climate impact whether you can grow a hard or a softneck, or is it
no,
just a
not
matter
really.
Of preference?
Although technically more softnecks are growing down south, hardnecks up here in the north.
Okay.
So, but you can grow both. And we used to grow both. We stopped growing softneck.
Are there other parts of the garlic plant that are edible besides the cloves we use
there
to cook?
There are. And that's how we sort of backing into that sort of, you know, you went too far with your garlic of your flowered question. Because
right.
hardneck garlic will produce a woody-like stem that comes up. And it usually begins late May and starts to complete its curling process, okay? About mid-June. When that green stem comes up and begins to curl, on the end of that is this thing that looks like a flower bud. When it curls, that's when you want to cut that off. That thing is called a scape. And it's become very popular probably in the last 5 or 6 years to cut those scapes and sell them and eat them. They're delicious. They make great pesto. In years past, we used to cut them and just drop them on the ground. And now, in hindsight, it was such a waste of good food.
all that things and money you missed.
Yeah, but no, who knows? When that scape comes up, usually mid-June, starts to curl all the way around, you want to cut that off well before it ever actually opens a flower. So what that does is now allows the plant to produce a larger bulb. And then if you're planting in October, sometime around depending on the weather, maybe mid-July, you can start to harvest your garlic. And that's another time when people often wait too long.
Okay. And does garlic have a long shelf life? Because I know, you know, you put it by your onions and your potatoes in a cool, relatively room temperature place. And sometimes you'll see the green sprouts, but if kept well, how long can you use that, you know?
Well, again, going back to the two original divisions of garlic, soft neck can last a year. It just will last a long time. And that's why you see grocery stores selling soft neck garlic, because they can keep it on the shelves a long time. And because it was Chinese and it was harvested a long time ago. Hard neck varieties, it depends a little bit on the variety. We grow, I think now, 8 varieties of garlic. And we have one variety called Carpathian, which is probably our longest lasting. But even now, as we get into March, even the long-lasting garlics, and even though we can keep them in really good temperatures where we store them, they do still start to sprout the stem.
So with profitability and garlic, do you plant garlic because it's a good, strong supply that your customers and the restaurants you have need garlic? Or, you know, is it more profitable compared to other things that you could plant?
Good question. We plant garlic for several reasons. One, there's a demand for it. Two, it's an easy thing for us, quote unquote, easy thing for us to work into the rotation because we're planting in October when we're not really doing much else as far as field work. So we have the time to do that. Three, it can be profitable if you don't factor in how many hours you actually spend prepping the ground, planting the ground, and harvesting it. You know, if you're happy with 7 cents an hour, it's a profitable crop. Just kidding. it can be a pretty profitable crop. And there's demand for it, especially for the fresh garlic when it comes out. So between garlic and shallots, I would say, yeah, for our restaurant sales, that makes a big chunk of the sales.
What's your favorite use of garlic? I know it's a staple in a lot of the basics of building a dish for most people. Right. You know, you saute it with your onions, your celery, your carrots, all that sort of stuff. But what do you like best?
Yes.
Everything, all the
right.
above.
I do. Although Sandy, like, has to leave the room sometimes when I do this, I love the garlic fresh out of the ground, smashed, and just put on a baguette. Maybe I'll sprinkle a little salt on it. And I'll eat that every day, twice a day. I love that strong flavor of garlic. Sandy's my wife. She says that I have no taste buds, which is entirely possible. So what? I like it.
Yeah.
So I do like it raw. And when you're eating it in pesto, it's raw. But I also love it sauteed. I tend to put in more garlic than the recipes call for. And roasted, it is a sublime material. I mean, you roast a fresh head of garlic and it comes out in a sort of toothpaste kind of like quality. But that's a bad comparison to use, I think. But a butter-like
okay,
quality.
There we go.
Yeah, butter-like quality that you spread on a baguette and it is just heaven.
That sounds amazing. So you brought in one of your clothes and I brought in also one that people can typically find at any grocery store. And yours have the little roots on the bottom and these are cleaned off. Is this an indicator of where it would come from or is this just a matter of...
It's an indicator that I was lazy when I put that together. We normally trim the roots off before we
start
them.
Well, I like this one.
Yeah. But I didn't. I did not. So we normally trim the roots. We don't ever trim the stem down as far as the commercial varieties are that you're holding in your other hand.
Okay.
And I would bet if I could just take a look at it that it is soft neck. No, that is a hard neck garlic.
But it is sprouting.
Yeah.
Without
stem
here. We have a little bit of green.
Yeah.
But yours is also significantly bigger. Our viewers can take a look online. I'll have a photo up. But is this because of the organic method?
No.
I don't think so.
No, it's the variety. Garlic is really like a lot of vegetables. It likes a good, fertile, loamy soil. And this year when we planted the garlic was in particularly good soil. It was a pretty good year for it. So a lot of the heads really sized up, even when we planted small cloves. That other head, that could be either and more likely is just their end of stock. And that's what they're getting rid of. They got rid of all their A stuff early in the year. This is what's left over. Or it was just really bad ground that they were planting it on. It's a little bit fussy, actually, when it comes to the kinds of ground that it likes. But most alliums are onions, leeks, and shallots.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, for our listeners, they know July is the time to buy.
July is the time to buy.
For all garlic and mostly in stores as well,
right.
Do you think?
But I really do encourage them to put garlic in their gardens. You know?
And that can be done simply by breaking off.
Breaking them off, yeah, putting it in a couple inches down. Mulching it for the wintertime with straw or leaves and harvest next July.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dave.
You're welcome.
Contributor Dave Kozlowski owns and operates Pinehold Gardens in Oak Creek.